is not something that happens once and then it's over. Revival is something that happens over and over and over and over again. All of us at times need our batteries recharged. We need to be re-energized and focused upon our service to God. And so let me suggest to you this morning that there are three basic ways that I want to talk to you about in relationship to how it is that God revives us. And first, revival comes directly from Him sometimes. I want you to see something that is said in Psalm 51 and in verse 7, where the psalmist said in Psalm 51 and verse 7, that he desires for God to renew him in his spirit. In Psalm 51, again in verse 7, he says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Stop for a second. I'm bad about that, by the way. I'll warn you now. I'll give you a big text like that on the screen, and then I'll stop every half a verse. But we'll have to live with that throughout the week. But I want you to see something. He says, "Purge me with hyssop, that I might be clean." Here's what happens sometimes with us. We say, why am I not revived? Why am I not interested in spiritual things? Why am I struggling spiritually? Why is my faith not what it ought to be? Why am I not as strong as I once was? We go through that battery of questions, and we forget sometimes that the problem lies in we haven't purged. Anybody do yard sales? We try to have them every other year. And it is never about money. It's never about money. If we have enough for pizza at the end of the night, we call that a good day. Because it is about purging. We don't need all this stuff. I'm tired of walking around the stuff. And I am certainly not spending $59.95 a month down there at one of them buildings to go store my stuff that apparently I'm not interested in enough to keep it at my house. I'm sorry if I just accused you of something, by the way. You've got sometimes to purge, right? You can't be refreshed. You can't be renewed until you get the bad out. We want to have God revive us, but we want to keep the sins in our lives. We want God to make us alive and well in our faith. We want all that to go for us. We want all the blessings of God to be poured out on us, but we don't want to get rid of the sin. You've got to purge before you can have a clean heart. You have to change the way you think about sin in order that I might be renewed in the Spirit. Purge me with hyssop. Wash me that I might be cleansed. Verse 8, make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Have you ever asked the Lord to break you down? What do you think about that? That's what the psalmist just said in verse 8. He says, the bones you have broken, Lord, break me down. If I am indulged in sin, if I am overwhelmed with things of this world, when I am consumed with things that are wrecking my faith, break my bones, Lord, so that you may refresh and renew me again. We like to sin too much. We don't want to be broken in because we enjoy it too much. We want to stay there. We want all the things and the trappings that it offers. But the psalmist says, I know that you're going to have to break me. You're going to have to purge me in order for us to get where I want to be. I want to hear the joy and gladness again. So revive my broken bones that you've brought me to. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. You know, in my walk of faith, what I desire the most that eludes me sometimes is a consistent, steadfast faith. Lord, I'm tired of the spiritual roller coaster, right? Because that's kind of the way we go through our walks of faith sometimes. One minute we're excited as all get out. Everything is great. I just love serving the Lord and everything's wonderful. And then something happens in life and whoop, we go down the hill, right? Now I'm down here. And I'm disinterested, and I couldn't care whether I come back to services tonight or not. And if I got all the disinterest in the world, and then all of a sudden my faith, and then something happens, and maybe I get excited again, and I'm back at the top of the roller coaster. And what the psalmist says is, Lord, give me a renewed spirit. Give me a steadfast spirit. I want to be a person of faith all the time, Lord. I don't want the roller coaster faith. I don't want the up one day, down the next faith. I want a consistent, steadfast faith. So renew in me that kind of thinking. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. You know what sometimes we need to do is we need to go back to that day. Those of us who have been around a while, who maybe obeyed the gospel 20, 25, 30, 35, just add the number, whichever it is for you, 45 years ago, I need to go back to that day sometime. I can tell you everything about that day. I can tell you it was Wednesday night. I can tell you that they were singing, "Oh, Why Not Tonight." I can tell you and show you the pew. Well, they've changed the pews, but I can tell you the spot where the pew is, where I was sitting. I can tell you the friend that obeyed the gospel with me that night. I can tell you that I had to be dipped twice because my arm came flying up out of the water. I can tell you everything about that night. And you know why? Because it's important to me. And sometimes in my mind, I have to go back to that day. I've got to go back to the day that brought me to the table. I've got to remind myself, why did I choose God to begin with? Why did I become a follower of Him to begin with? Especially in preaching, it can be hard because it sometimes you feel like all you're doing is putting out fires. Let's go put out this fire. Now let's go put out that fire. And let's go put out that fire. And when you feel like all you do all day long, every day, every week, every year is put out fires, you can just feel like, where's my own faith? Where's my personal walk with faith here? And you know what I try to do? I try to go back to those early days. I remind myself of that great decision that I made way back when. I know for some of you that's going to be harder. I know you're going to have to look further, but maybe go back there. Lord, remind me of the salvation that you brought to me. Remind me of the glory and the wonderful benefit it was when you brought me into relationship.